Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Everybody,
did you see what happened in week 12? Are you sure that we're going with good morning?
Yeah, it's good morning. It's sunny. It's holiday week. We're good.
All right, fine. We brought it back here. Yeah, that's right. Thanksgiving week is always fantastic for the taste buds, the stomach, you know.
It is a football Monday. It is the Catholic Health Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, and by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. We're going to talk to Sal Capaccio here in about 10 or so minutes, but Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on a Football Monday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And, yeah, week 12 didn't go exactly the way I think a lot of people wanted to for the Bills to give you some hope for
that's one way to say it.
The division still being alive, not being one of the lower-tier wild-card teams. It's not over by any means. I mean, it's week 12. But
what are you talking about? It's so over.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not looking awesome.
It's never been more over.
The Pittsburgh game is becoming much more of a, you got to win. You have to beat Pittsburgh on Sunday.
You know what? I think Thanksgiving's coming at a good time for everyone here. And anyone watching on YouTube, anyone listening on the app or in their radios or anywhere. Anyone following the Buffalo Bills, yeah, good thing the Thanksgiving's here, honestly. Because that'll give everyone a chance to like take a day, take a step back, relax, at least for one day, and not have your concerns about it. For me, this is just... You said, I don't know how much worse it could have gone. No, it went as poorly as it could have gone.
Yeah, right now, with the fact that the Chiefs won, obviously the Texans did win on Thursday Night Football, New England won, Baltimore won, and you go on and go on. Bills are the 7th seed. They would be going to at number 2 seeded Denver. Baltimore has, at this now point, taken the AFC North spot. They are the 4 seed. Indianapolis is the 3 seed. Your other two wild cards as well are Jacksonville and the Chargers, with the Patriots being the 1 seed. And so, the Patriots. Bills right now are the 7 seed, a seed that has not won has won only one playoff game in its existence. That is Green Bay over Dallas 2 years ago. So, not the best situation right now.
It is. I mean, to put it quickly, Ravens won, Chiefs won, Patriots won. Steelers lost, because then you would have at least had the head-to-head to Baltimore you have like the – if Baltimore is sitting there at 6-5 and instead of in the north position, they are in the wild card position, which I guess kind of gives you some slight good news if the Bills were to lose to Pittsburgh. If Baltimore drops their game, guess what? Or even if Baltimore wins their game, you're technically going to be able to stay – oh, no, hang on. Baltimore would need to lose. Never mind.
Well, no. If you beat the Steelers and Baltimore beats Cincinnati, you would go up to the 5 seed. Just in those two situations, there's probably other tiebreakers there.
Well, no, because Baltimore would stay in the North for now.
Yes, for now. Yes.
So that's what I'm saying.
And then you would go to Baltimore in the wild card round. You'd move up to the 5.
Yeah.
You'd probably get, I think, to many people would consider the worst situation, which is at Baltimore for the wild card.
Why is that the worst situation? That's actually probably the team I want to face.
I disagree so hardly. I think they match up so poorly against the Ravens.
But they keep winning. Desire. That's the other part of it. They keep beating Baltimore.
They do. And
also, I'm not scared of their defense. How do you beat the Bills? You man them up and you press the receivers, and that's how you get them, right? Denver can do that. I'm terrified of Denver. Denver and New England are probably the teams I don't want to see in the playoffs if they make the playoffs. Right now, we have to have that conversation, which I love. But Baltimore? No. Give me Baltimore. Oh, I'll take Baltimore.
I have no desire to deal with a team that wants to run the ball, can run the ball at home. And that's a big part of it, too. The Bills, since the bye on the road, and really you can kind of say all year, have just not been the same team away from Orchard Park. That is immensely frustrating knowing it's the last year of Highmark. This really should have been the year of kind of the beautiful swan song of maybe even hosting an AFC championship.
They start 4-0 even.
Yeah, they start 4-0. They get the easy one, they get the hard one out of the way week one in Baltimore. They take down the Ravens. I just have no desire to face them again. They're getting hot. Lamar's not even playing particularly well either, and they're still winning games. I just have zero desire to play them. Denver, I can at least get there with the sense of, I don't know if Bo Nix is any good. I have no idea if Bo Nix is any good. I know the defense is incredible. But I think at some point, I could say the same for the Bills with the Chiefs, but I think at some point the light is going to go on for this Ravens core of, guys, we play so well in the regular season. Just do the exact same stuff in the postseason and we'll be fine. And I don't want to be there when they figure that out. They could never figure it out. I think Lamar is too talented. Harbaugh has won a Super Bowl. He's gone on that run, so it's not like it's not, you know, in his repertoire. He can do it. I just really, for me though, as a whole, I think the AFC is not good.
Yeah,
I think you know, the long and short of it, and we can go on, you know, this week. I think ultimately I look at the AFC, and I don't think it's a particularly good conference. I look at the NFC, and I see a bunch of teams that I wouldn't be surprised if they made the Super Bowl. For the AFC, I see a bunch of teams of, oh, they made it? That's the difference for me there. Like, even if Kansas City, who's out of the playoffs right now, by the way, even after their win yesterday against Indianapolis, they are still in a position where I would be like, oh, they made it again? Okay. They're going to get stomped by whoever's in the NFC. If Buffalo made it, I'll be telling you right now, I won't feel the best for 2 weeks. I'll be thrilled that they're there.
Yep.
But probably by the end of that first week, I'll be like, cool. So 0-5 might be on the table. Baltimore's kind of the same thing. The Colts have Daniel Jones. Like, how real is that? New England, it's Drake May kind of in his first playoff run. Like, how serious is that really? That's really what the AFC is. Where the NFC is, the Rams look unstoppable at times. Last night, they just walked all over Tampa. Tampa's really reeling. They've got three straight losses. They've also got now their issue, too, with Baker Mayfield being hurt. But they look incredible. The Eagles look boring, but keep winning for the most part. Their defense is very good. San Francisco, hurt, keep winning. Green Bay, if they can get healthy, they're on their way. Jordan Love is starting to kind of come along, even with all of his injuries, and the defense is very good. Chicago's 8-3. Good for them.
Good for the.
I don't think they're particularly good. They're the AFC team of the NFC.
Yes, they are. They're also the team that's taking advantage of their situation.
Yeah,
their strength of victory is the worst in the league, and they're taking advantage of it. That's
point. Seattle. 8-3.
That's the point.
Seattle 8-3 is a lot of fun. They are Seattle last to watch.
Seattle is a terrifying team in their own right, but they're so, like you just said, they're so fun to watch. Mm-hmm. I genuinely have fun watching the Seahawks right now, and it's almost like twice in every 3 weeks, they look like this dominant franchise. And considering that they've been middling incarnate for the last couple of years, the Sam Darnold signing, it didn't make as much sense in terms of the money that they gave. It was like, okay,
right.
You saw the last two games in Minnesota. Are we sure about this? Nope. They were right every step of the way, it looks like.
And he is somewhat drifted down a little bit from the heroics early in the season and just like, oh my gosh, what is he doing? Like, even the Washington game where it was just he couldn't have an incompletion. He has four picks against the Rams 2 weeks ago, but that's been nailed it signing kind of deal. And it's a little surprising because it is Sam Darnold. But yeah, so the NFC, I have much more faith in than the AFC. And in part, the Bills are a major player in that, of just being a very middling team. The stats won't tell you that. I think they're still like fifth in scoring. But on the road, they are a wildly different team. They've lost two of their last three, and two of those being Miami, who they've dominated for years, and then Houston with a backup quarterback. And both times, it was the offense looked really, really rough. 803-0550, the number to call. But for now, we will go to the Wester Hotline, and we are joined by Sal Capaccio here on a Football Monday. Sal, how was your weekend?
It was good. You know, obviously tried to just get away a little bit, I guess, you know, after that Thursday night game and, you know, everything kind of a compact schedule. Was not a good weekend on Saturday when Syracuse lost by one of the worst.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Scores ever in school history.
I wasn't going to bring it up. I'm sorry.
To Notre Dame. That's okay. It's okay. I mean, they're not good this year, and Notre Dame is good, but that was pretty embarrassing, actually. I've never seen 21 points scored without an offensive snap.
Yeah, no.
I think that was unbelievable. And then yesterday, took my son Max and my wife Yana, but my son Max to his first ever NBA game. Went to Toronto and saw the Nets play the Raptors last night.
There we go.
There you go.
That's a full weekend. Again, I was not going to bring up the Syracuse
thing. And Sal did even also have time to swing by here, drop something off, because Joe Kelly and I saw him on the way out.
There we go.
I was there on Saturday. That's right. I was there on Saturday. I was dropping some stuff off. We did the Matt Bove and I did the Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast out at Batavia Downs last week. It was really good. And then we had some I had some things from there I had to bring back to the station. I saw you guys coming out. I'm like, oh yeah, Sports Talk Saturday. That's right.
Yep. And, you know, it turned into, how's the show? No, you know, it was a show that happened. It was a show that happened. You know, people are a little antsy in their pantsy, and I get it.
I'm sure, like, I think it's all intertwined, right? So Friday, I did the reaction show to Thursday night on the Extra Point show, and then Saturday, you guys did that show, and I'm sure a lot was very similar because people were still fresh in people's minds. Here we are on a Monday, attention starting to shift back towards, you know, what's ahead instead of what's behind. But I think that loss on Thursday just really lingers in everybody's minds and who this team really is or, you know, what they are this year and in a lot of questions about, you know, where they should be, where they are, and including the fact that right now the Buffalo Bills are the seventh of seven AFC playoff teams and the teams right behind them are the Steelers. If the Bills were to drop this, they would be even with the Steelers, and the Steelers would obviously have head-to-head, and the Texans. The Bills are one game ahead of them, and they've already beaten the Bills. So this is a pretty monster game this week.
Yeah, absolutely, Sal. And you know, looking at Week 12, we still have one more game tonight, but it's on the NFC side of things. Ultimately, though, for the AFC side of things, pretty much everything didn't go the Bills' way. You know, Kansas City wins, New England wins, Baltimore wins, New England wins. It's just, you know, it hasn't gone the way the Bills wanted. And like you said, now they're at the seventh seed, and they'd be going to at Denver. Not the greatest offense in the world. I said it right before he came on. I don't really even know if Bo Nix is any good. But that defense sure is, and that has been the key problem for the Bills this year is they cannot handle pass rushes very well, and Denver might have the best in football.
Yeah, they might, and we'll see. I mean, maybe the Bills play Denver in the playoffs, but right now I think it's about getting in the playoffs, and you know, you worry about that when you play them. You know, they play the Steelers this week, and that's also a good pass rush. The Steelers are, I look today, 12th in the NFL in sacks per pass attempt, but we know they have a couple of really good edge guys. I don't think they're quite the overall defense that the Texans were. It was incredible to watch that defense, you know, up close. The Steelers, they've given up some big run games. You know what's weird? If there's ever more of a example of a week-to-week league, the Steelers back in mid-October gave up over 7 yards a carry to the Bengals, and then they go against Jonathan Taylor and give up less than 2 yards a carry. I mean, like,
it's incredible.
It's just crazy. So I think the Bills have to go to Pittsburgh and you know, run the ball and, you know, lean back on that because that's been most of their success and strength. And I think what we saw on Thursday night is if they get in situations where you have to pass, teams just aren't respecting their pass catchers enough and coming after their quarterback. And that's just not a good recipe for the Buffalo Bills.
Sal, when it comes down to it, though, when we're looking at like potential playoff implications, everything like that, when it comes to facing the Steelers as well, there's another wrinkle in this that turns it into all the more heightened importance, and that is conference record tiebreakers. Mm-hmm. A loss to the Steelers here would give you number four, and that is not a good sign considering that most of the other teams are looking at two losses in conference right now. The only other team that's in playoff contention with four conference losses is Kansas City. So if you put yourself behind in tiebreakers, because, I mean, I don't want to go ahead and say that the division dream is all but over, but, you know, in a realistic sense, you're probably trying to gun for the best seed that you can in the wild card.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird looking standings right now with New England, Denver, Indy, and Baltimore actually at the top, and then Chargers, Jaguars, Bills, and the Chiefs on the outside looking in right now. You could make an argument that it might be better to be a 5 or 6 this year than it is to be a division winner, you know, 2, 3, or 4 because of the teams you might face. But that said, you get 5 or 6, you're going on the road. I think I look at the teams here, and the teams you brought up are interesting because it would come down to head-to-head against Pittsburgh, against Houston, against Kansas City, against Baltimore. The Bills have beaten Baltimore. They've beaten Kansas City. They didn't beat Houston, and we will see against Pittsburgh. We don't know against the Chargers in Jacksonville, right? These are the teams you're fighting with as well, to your point, though, Derek, which is if it comes down to Chargers or Jags and Bills, those conference games are going to matter. Those conference records are going to matter. Right now, the Chargers are 6-2 in the conference. The Jags are 4-2 and the Bills are 4-3. If it's also a three-way tie between the Bills, a team they've beaten, and another team, you have to start thinking about conference records. So, yeah, I think it's the next few games are really important. It's not just this game, by the way. The Bills go against the Steelers this week. Then after that, they get the Bengals at home. Then they go to the Patriots. Then they have the Browns. You have 4 AFC games. They just played one. They're already 0-1 in this stretch of 5 AFC games. And then obviously the Patriots game in a few weeks could loom large if the Patriots drop one here between now and then. But guys, think about this. The Bengals play Thursday night. Then they have 10 days to get ready for the Bills. And then when the Bills play the Patriots, they'll be coming off a bye week and 13 days rested because they play Monday night the week before that. So the schedule isn't doing the Bills any favors this year.
No, and even you bring up the Bengals too. Burrow doesn't play yesterday, but he's probably, I don't want to say definitely, but probably going to be at least playing by the time the Bills roll around. Might not play on Thanksgiving just because of the quick turnaround here, but you're going to get him. You've got the Steelers. There's a good chance that they'll have Rodgers back. He almost played this weekend and said it was Mason Rudolph. And then like you mentioned too, like you're going to get the Patriots off a bye week. And this maybe is just because of how poor the performance was on Thursday night against Houston. But Sal, now I start to not look at any team as a for sure win. You know, any team that maybe has a particularly good quarterback or a good wide receiver, a solid run game, I start to get very leery about all of it. It even points to like a game like Cleveland, who, I mean, they really don't have much of an offensive identity at all. But that defense, Myles Garrett, might be going for the all-time sack record in a season. And that's been something that really just derails any kind of game plan for the Bills offense. So now I start to look at these next four games and I wonder, yeah, they could go on a run. Is this the team? Is this the year, though, that these Bills are actually able to go on that kind of run?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, do they have the ability? Sure they do, because they have the quarterback and we know that, and anything can happen when it comes to that. And the fact that everyone's kind of the same, right? You have teams with better records, but a lot of these teams are teams that you say they could beat any team on any day. They could also lose to any team on any day. I mean, I know it's been since very early in the season, but the Patriots did lose to the Raiders and Steelers, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Look at the Broncos. I mean, their offense is like, they've had games where they've done nothing for three quarters, and then they showed up at the very end and wound up winning. Look at the Colts, what's happening. The Chiefs, I mean, yesterday they did the thing that we are used to seeing the Chiefs do, which is come back and win at the end, but you know, they made their share of mistakes, and that's the reason why they had to do that at the end. So no doubt about it. And when you think about the Bills and their upcoming schedule, I think one of the biggest issues is they've just been bad on the road.
Yeah.
They have not played well on the road. And that's got to change this week when they go to Pittsburgh, because when you look at the Bills on the road this year, they go to the Jets, they take care of business. After that, they went to the Falcons and lose in primetime. They took care of business against the Panthers. But since then, guys, At Miami, disastrous. At Houston, disastrous. They've been a much different team on the road than they have been at home, where they've only lost one game. They have to turn that around. And a big reason is because of the turnovers. They are committing more turnovers on the road. I mean, my theory is that, you know, things are just, they don't have the guys to be able to just make something happen when communication and plays are either coming in late or you have to make checks at the line. And that's causing everything to be sped up and mistakes to happen. And I think that's what's happening. And if you let the Pittsburgh Steelers, if the Steelers shut down their Bills run game, then you're going to have to be in a position where you were last week. And then, yeah, they're going to start to get off again against your pass rush. And then you're talking about Cleveland and Myles Garrett. I mean, Deion Dawkins has said repeatedly, the toughest guy he ever has to block is Myles Garrett. I mean, then we know how good he is. Right? I mean, is Trey Hendrickson playing for the Bengals by then? And by the way, their defense is playing a lot better now. It was terrible early in the year. And it's still not very good, but it's playing better now. They did a nice job yesterday for the most part on the Patriots, still lost that game. So, yeah, there's some big challenges coming up here.
Yeah, absolutely. And Sal, you're bringing up the turnovers. The last three games, the Bills have had three turnovers, nine total. And they have just they've gone from a team like last year where just one turnover was stunning. And now the last 3 weeks, it's become a regular occurrence of multiple turnovers. They do it in bulk. They do not do anything in half measures when it comes to that stuff. 803-0550, the number to call. We're going to take quick time out here. Sal will be with us, though, in the next segment as we'll go a little bit more around the league and also, again, previewing Bills and Steelers as the week gets underway here. The Bills did lose to the Houston Texans 23-19 on Thursday Night Football, so it's a little bit of a weirder, little less normal Football Monday, but still Football Monday nonetheless. Again, 803-0550, the number to call. You're listening to WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.